Chapter 1. The second cataclysm began in my 11th life, in 1996. I was dying my usual death, slipping away in a warm morphine haze, which she interrupted like an ice cube down my spine. She was 7, I was 78. She had straight blonde hair worn in a long pigtail down her back. I had bright white hair, or at least the remnants of the same. I wore a hospital gown, designed for sterile humility. She, bright blue school uniform and a felt cap. She perched on the side of my bed, her feet dangling off it, and peered into my eyes. She examined the heart monitor plugged into my chest, observed where I'd disconnected the alarm, felt for my pulse, and said,
"I nearly missed you, Dr. August."
Her German was Berlin High, but she could have addressed me in any language of the world and still passed for respectable. She scratched at the back of her left leg, where her white knee-length socks had begun to itch from the rain outside. While scratching, she said,
"I need to send a message back through time, if time can be said to be important here. As you're conveniently dying, I ask you to relay it to the clubs of your origin, as it has been passed down to me."
I tried to speak, but the words tumbled together on my tongue, and I said nothing.
"The world is ending," she said. "The message has come down from child to adult, passed back down the generations from 1,000 years forward in time. The world is ending, and we cannot prevent it. So now it's up to you."
I found that Thai was the only language which wanted to pass my lips in any coherent form, and the only word which I seemed capable of forming was, "Why?" Not, I hasten to add, why was the world ending? Why did it matter? She smiled and understood my meaning without needing it to be said. She leaned in close and murmured in my ear,
"The world is ending, as it always must. But the end of the world is getting faster."
That was the beginning of the end.